Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 March 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest that may have had on for a couple, 3 or 4 months. We're going to talk to Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. We're going to discuss some things happening right now in this country, folks. Right now as we speak, things are going on behind the scenes and that I don't know if a lot of Americans know about it, or I don't know if how many of them care about it. We're going to talk about it just in a few minutes. Before going further, though, I'll make mention for a prayer request for Joe and Kelly. This is the first time I mentioned Joe and Kelly. Kelly's been having some problems, you all know. She's been in and out of the hospital and working with her with her stress and her mind and different things and her body. And right now they're facing another hurdle. Looks like the so-called authorities are going to try to get Joe for not taking good care of Kelly. In other words, not doing the right things when she was sick and doing everything in his power to find natural ways to help her. And took her to a hospital, and they took her to the hospital. They kidnapped her right out of the hospital. So they're just coming after Joe right now. He has a hearing on the 24th. He's doing his best to keep this thing together, folks. So keep Joe and Kelly in your prayers. Pray that Kelly will get a healing very quickly, get healing before the 24th, so she can be in court and make some sense of what she's saying. But this can blow over. Please, you prayer warriors, keep Joe and Kelly in your prayers, please. I'd ask you to do that. For goodness sake, do that. And the 2-for-1 special still going on with the REM sleep and Tranquil. Don't know when it's going to end, folks, but long as they tell me to go ahead, I'm going to do it. As long as I keep supplied, we'll do it. 2-for-1 on REM sleep and Tranquil. Now, folks, I tell you, I've never used a Tranquil yet. I haven't done that. But the REM sleep is a phenomenal product. A natural product that does not make you sleep like a sleeping pill does. It helps you rest with the natural supplements in it, melatonin and other things that help you relax and unwind. I take about an hour and a half before bedtime, and the time I go to bed, my body's relaxed, and I really do sleep well. You don't sleep longer, perhaps, but you sleep sounder. That's why they call it REM sleep. So both of them are regular price $28.95 each. Both of them are available right now at $38.95, delivered to your door, shipping and all. And we're putting a special this month on our dictionaries, the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary. I use that. And the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, that's all I use. Every now and then I might use a Greek lexicon or a Hebrew lexicon, but not very seldom. Because in the concordance, you know you can find out what the Hebrew name is and what it means. Or the Greek word, what it means. So I use the 1820 dictionary because it's a Christian written dictionary. You can use Bible verses to explain word meanings. I use it and the Strong Concordance to study the scripture with, folks. And I like to study the Bible. The Webster Dictionary, the 1820 Dictionary, is absolutely a phenomenal asset for you and your children. It's a beautifully, beautifully colored book, green and gold, beautiful book. But the regular price alone is $95. We're going to do it this month for a special for $79.95 delivered. $79.95 delivered for a great book that everyone should have in a home, whether you have children or not. If you study scriptures, or you just enjoy the English language and understand what the words really mean. And I'll tell you right now that the word gay in this dictionary does not mean homosexual. All right? It doesn't mean that. 1820 dictionary, the original, you can have it in your home, and I hope you don't do it for your children. A lot of y'all homeschooling now, and I thank God for that. This dictionary will be invaluable for your homeschooling. So get one, get a copy if you want it. We'd love to send it to you. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Dr. Rodrigo with us from BioCare Hospital. Get your health questions together. I got a bunch to ask him myself. Get your health questions together and about yourself or your family or friend. And let's talk to Dr. Rodriguez tomorrow night about what's going on and how he can help you with natural ways to make you just absolutely improve tremendously. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Coach Dave Dobemar. And, oh, gosh, I've known Coach Dave now longer than we've been alive, it seems like. We go back a long ways. And he's been on this broadcast over a lot of years. He spoke at a couple of seminars. No, he and I don't agree with everything 100%. But we do agree enough on the morals and the laws of God to stand together and fight in the trenches. You know, I get so sick of people who get angry because you don't agree with them on everything you say, and they just run off and leave you. Had a preacher one time get upset with me, and he was my friend for a long time. He found out I didn't believe one saved, always saved, and he got mad when he talked to me. That's just the way it is, and that's so sad. We had a good thing going, fighting Satan together. But some people are so petty, they can't understand that. You're not going to agree with everything. No one does. Not even my wife and I do. But we've been married almost 50 years now, so I think we get along pretty good. So Coach stays tonight. We're going to share some ideas, some thoughts back and forth. Take your phone call the next half hour, as we always do, because we'd like to hear from you. And Coach Dave Dobemar, are you there?
I'm here, Butch, and I always say the same thing when I join you. You know, I cut my teeth on you. I cut my teeth on you and Ernie Sanders and some of those old boys who 20 years, 25, 30 years ago were saying exactly what's happening today, and we didn't want to believe it. I remember first time I heard you talk refer to the whole idea of communism, how communism was creeping in, and the just a lot of different things. But so I'm 68 years old. I'm trailing you a little bit, but I got to tell you, it was because of your faithfulness doing what you were doing when nobody else was listening, talking about the Frankfurt School and all that stuff and not understanding. That was a real enlightening time for me, so I just want to publicly thank you, as I always do, for being the trailblazer that you were.
Well, thank you, Coach. That's an honor to come for you, and I appreciate that, but I'm just a servant as you are, and, you know, I've been on radio. This month makes me 29 years on the radio.
29 years.
Yeah, I'm thinking next year I'm going to retire, but I doubt I'll be allowed to. I tried to quit two or three times, and the Lord won't let me. But, you know, there's no retirement from the kingdom of God.
No.
The world continues. There's no retirement.
Not only that, brother, I do a show every morning. It's an outlet for me, man. And you know, I'm finding out, Butch, and I'm sure you're seeing this too. There are more people awakening every day now. Of all the time I've been in ministry doing what I'm doing, and you said you've been doing it 29 years, I believe they're more open now than they've ever been. Now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to pop the clutch and move forward.
Well, you know, the Lord does. Somebody once said, "It's duties are, consequences are God's." It's not our concern how things turn out. Our concern is to tell the truth and stand for Christ. You know, the future's in His hands, and I thank God it is, because if it wasn't, we'd mess it up. I'm glad it's in His hands, and He's in charge. So this is why I keep plugging along, and I don't have to tell you that we're facing some crisis in this country now that. I talked about the radio 25, 30 years ago, and actually 20-some years ago. And would you believe, Coach, they actually threatened to burn down the radio station I was broadcasting from at the time for some of the things I said that were going to, really they did. I back in the 90s, 93 when I started March 93, and I remember talking about sometime a year or two later, and I was talking about if we tolerate this homosexual lifestyle. Back then they called it the gay movement. That's before it was really considered to be, you know, Clinton came up with the don't ask, don't tell policy, and, you know, they get right in a little creeping steps. I said, one day, if you don't stop this, you'll be getting married legally in this country. And they, people actually threatened to burn down a radio station. It can't happen in America. And now they're about to pass, about to pass the Equality Act. If the Senate passes, we're done. The Equality Act will give homosexuals superior rights to you and I. They will be allowed to infiltrate churches and work in churches. And you can't stop them legally under the law. You can't stop them. It's going to cause a lot of tension and a lot of strife, and it should. You know, I won't get back to you. I don't know when take all the time, but I saw the other day whenever this act passed the House. I don't know who the guy was, had a gavel in his hand, but he gave the count of vote, 200 some for and 100 some against. He slapped that gavel down and said the motion passed, the motion passed. And you know what? That made me angry. He slapped that gavel down right on my face and said, we're going to do this whether you like it or not. And coach, I'm a peaceful guy. But don't hit me in the face, because I will hit you back.
Amen. And Butch, listen, this is even deeper than that. And that's they are right now are voting on a trans crossdresser, Butch. Let's call it what it is. A crossdresser to be the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, Butch, we don't have to go back too far to where that guy, that girl, whatever it is they want to call him, would have been considered mentally ill. And so what I ask myself today is, isn't there even anybody anywhere who will stand up, Congress, the House, the Senate, somebody stand up and say, wait a minute, this guy's sick. This guy's mentally ill. But you can't even say that anymore. And as a result of it, it all goes back to exactly what you were talking about. One step at a time, indoctrination, tell Christians who are you to judge, keep your mouth shut, love, 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 all that stuff. And Butch, here we have a cross-dresser. Well, it's a cross-dresser. They used to be in the circus, didn't they, brother? The bearded woman, all that stuff was in the circus. Now it's not in the circus. They're in the Capitol building.
Well, you know, they stuck in a long time ago. You remember Flip Wilson? Geraldine? Back Milton Berle back in the 50s, the same thing. I know that this is probably a whole different scenario, but the point of it was they got people in gradual steps to accept things that you and I would blew up over. And now we have these perverts teaching our children, teaching them to sodomize them in the public schools, and
right.
It's just unbelievable. And I'm tired of it. I'm fed up with it. I'm going to end up in jail one day probably preaching the Bible, but I'm preaching the Bible. And that's all there is to it.
Remember Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire and how funny that was?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
I feel like a lady, right? All that. And Butch, we didn't understand it. We didn't see it. Hey, Butch, by the way, they're about ready to close the lid on that thing. And those who speak out against homosexuality and transgenderism, we're going to be in that can, Butch, and they're going to shove a lid down on it. And it's going to be as a result of the fact that we failed to open our mouth and be the salt of the earth and light of the world the way we were supposed to be.
That's exactly right. Yep. And I ask this all the time, where's the church? Where is the church?
Well, they're accepting homosexuals. That's where they are.
They really are. And if this passes, if the church doesn't accept them, you'll be arrested. Now, people say, well, it won't happen. Like they said back in the 90s when I said we'd get married one day. Folks, it not only will happen, it can happen, it will happen. If you don't stand up, it will happen.
Yeah, it's a, you know, as I've heard you say, Butch, and for those of you who don't know, I've had the FBI visit me. I've had the Secret Service visit me. Because why, Butch? They're afraid that I'm, you know, we're promoting violence. I tried as clearly to say to them as I could, we're trying to prevent violence. I don't want violence. Why would we want violence? We're trying to prevent it. Enforce the law. Equal justice under the law. This is not hard. Just please equally enforce the law. Butch, there is no redress of grievances. America is now a captured nation. There is not one institution in America, including the church, that Christians are in charge of.
That's very true. And the church, of course, back in the 50s, turned over the 501c3, and it's gotten much worse since then. You know, I'll be working on a teaching I'm going to do sometime pretty soon about the early church in Rome. Rome had many cultures. It was a multicultural society, just like America. That's why she failed. But they had many cultures that they had conquered, and you could worship any god you want to, as long as once a year you burn incense to Caesar. That's all they required, once a year, bow to Caesar, and then you can do anything you want to the rest of the year. Well, you say, well, we never do that. Every time a 501c3 church turns in a property, the value of its property turns in what it pays to the and then, by the way, if you have trustees and treasurers, you're a corporation, you're not a church. But anyway, every time they turn that in to the state or the county to put on record, they have burned incense to Caesar. They just don't know that, Coach. They don't know that. That's what you've done. They give their little bit of homage to the state, if you will, Caesar, and now they can go back and play church now.
Well, that people were destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? What's in the ghost?
Right.
There's so many connections that we can make. Romans 13, right? That we're supposed to obey the government, yada yada yada, one after another. And I think it's just, in fairness to some guys, I think it's just ignorance. Somebody told them they had to be a 501c3, so they went out and became a 501c3, and then it became nothing more than a skirt that the pastor could hide behind. He could say, God, we're not really allowed to talk about those things. So he didn't have to take a position on the controversial issues that the church was dealing with, that society was dealing with. So I think the 501c3 started out as innocent enough that it was a trap. And most people didn't recognize what the trap was, didn't realize it was a partnership with the government. In fact, in that partnership with the government, it's a one-way partnership because you have to turn all of your financial records over to the government. Do they turn their financial records over to you, Boots? Does the government turn all the records over to the church and let the church see where the government's spending all the money? Isn't that what a partnership is supposed to do? So it's been a one-way partnership, and again, we're reaping the whirlwind of that choice.
Well, you know, you already know the story. Lyndon Baines Johnson had that put in to muzzle the church because he about lost the election because of the church. So he tried to muzzle the church and pretty much did it, I guess you could say, overall. But that's a different story. Now we're seeing the callousness, carelessness, apathy, whatever you want to call it, of the American people, especially the church in America, come to fruition now that with this so-called Equality Act, that's going to undermine every last moral precept this country ever had. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's true. It's going to undermine the whole idea. Without morals, Coach, you can't build a marriage. You can't build a community. You can't build a nation. Without morals, you have no foundation to build on. And the people are letting this go right down the tube.
They're telling us it's equal rights, Pastor Butch, but it's not equal rights. It's special rights. They're writing into law special rights, not equal rights.
That's very true. I have a Wednesday night's broadcast. I have Jonathan Alexander on with Liberty Council discussing what they're looking to face if this passes. You know, they will defend pastors for standing up for the truth. They have been against COVID and all that, and they're covered up. If this passes, they better get some more lawyers because they're going to need them.
Hey, Pastor Butch, what about you living down there in West Virginia? What about Joe Manchin? He could be the deciding vote on this thing, couldn't he, Butch?
I think he and Capito will go our way. Matter of fact, as we're talking right now, I'm writing down a note to call him tomorrow. I happen to know him personally. He's no friend of mine, but I know him. And I'm going to call his office tomorrow and tell him, you know, I want him to stand against this with everything in him. Plus the gun control bill we're discussing in, too. But I'm going to call him and Capito and tell him, you know, that we need to stand against this because this will destroy what's left of America and the backbone of the church until it be gone because the church hasn't got much backbone right now.
Yeah, but he would be what you would call a blue dog Democrat. Wouldn't he be kind of a conservative Democrat?
Yeah, he's called a moderate, I guess you could say. Yes.
Whatever that means, right?
He's already voted a couple times in our favor. Matter of fact, I understand that. I can't prove this, but I think him and Capito induced a bill to the House that would make gun carry across state lines totally legal.
That's good.
I can't prove that. That's what I was told.
He could be a hero, couldn't he? Joe Manchin could go down in history as saving America if he just did the right thing. So all those people in West Virginia need to put a lot of pressure on Joe Manchin. That's my take. The House was, it's 50-50, right, Butch? He flips, it's 50-49. They lose. We need to bring a lot of pressure on Joe Manchin.
I have full intention to call his office tomorrow. And, folks, call you senators. You say, won't do any good. What can't hurt? Call your senators and tell them not to support the Equality Act or the gun control bill coming before the House tomorrow. But do not support the Equality Act. If they do that, you have no idea what kind of hell can turn loose this country. And for pastors that won't compromise the truth, you're going to find out kind of what persecution is. You know, these rabid homosexuals already will burn your church down. You know that. They hate us. They'll burn your church down. They'll kill you. They don't care. If this passes and we don't bow down to them, it's going to be a nasty situation, isn't it?
Butch, will you be my bunkmate?
Yes, sir. I'll watch your back. You watch mine. Yes.
Hey, we can laugh about it all we want, brother, but that's more real than we want to acknowledge.
It's getting scary. And, folks, I'd urge you. I know, listen, I've already seen a contact politician because usually it's a waste of time. But make a phone call. Find out the number to the Capitol switchboard for the U.S. Senate, for your senator. Call and tell them not to support the Equality Act. Whatever you do, folks, call and tell them that you cannot, and they can, don't, please don't support the Equality Act, because it would be what's left of the country will be totally gone. Homosexuals will tell the church what to do. Lesbians, transgenders, go ahead.
You know, the sad part is, Butch, that you would even have to call Joe Manchin and encourage him to do that. You would think he would do it, right? You would think that he would do it. That whole political system, I don't know what happens to those guys, how they get so compromised and bought off. But we are a seized nation, Butch.
Oh, we certainly are. You know as well as I do, in our lifetime, if this were done 50 years ago, or 30 years ago, if the senator and the Congress had backed this, there had been an uproar in this country. There would have been hell to pay, so to speak. But the people's country nowadays just kind of roll over and take it. They don't say much. I know some people getting their eyes open. But overall, the masses are waiting for the stimulus check. They're not too excited.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, again, Butch, you know what it is. It's that old saying, the pulpits are responsible. You know that
absolutely.
Home, right?
Sure do.
There's no place else to point the finger, brother. A place to point the finger than at the pulpits, that they're not ablaze with righteousness anymore. And so, therefore, it's the love only gospel. Accept everybody, tolerate everybody. And unfortunately, our children and grandchildren are going to pay a horrible price.
Oh, they already are. They already are. They truly are. But, you know, Coach, you've been in this battle a long time, too, and you've seen things worsen over the years. You've watched. I just published on the News Diffuse, and it's in our magazine, it'll be in my next book, a chapter book entitled Laboring in Vain. And how many times have we watched administration get in office, no matter which side, but under Bush, under Clinton, all of them, they kept getting gradually worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put Bush in, well, we got it made, he's going to be all right, and then we, Clinton, well, we got rid of him. And I remember back in the 90s I can't remember his name. Said we're going to clean house. We're going to sweep the house. We're going to take care of the house and Senate. We're going to change the country. Newt Gingrich said that. Well, they did. They took both houses and nothing changed except for the worse.
They sure.
You know?
They didn't do a daggone thing with it, did they? But so our modus operandi has not proven very effective. So we're going to have to do something to change the momentum here.
Well, you know, now we've got the house is ready to bring forth maybe even vote on a gun bill. That's going to make this phenomenal restrictions on people that buy or even own a gun. They want to put, I think, 30% tax on guns and 50% tax on ammunition. They want to make you have to have I have to look it up with all the details again, but you're going to have a license to own a gun. And this is going to go on and on and on. And I think
because
it's time.
No,
you know, go ahead.
There's no redress grievances anymore, Pastor Butch, right?
No, there's not.
The First Amendment gives us the right to petition, peacefully assemble, to petition our government for redress of grievances. But the Supreme Court's gone, brother. It is gone. We have nobody to turn to of which we can petition the government for redress of our grievances. So when people no longer have an alternative, what do you expect's going to happen? Nobody's calling for violence,
It happened in 1775. It happened then. Now they redressed. They tried to get redressed with the king for years and didn't happen. In 1775, they come in and take the firearms, and there was a battle. And God forbid it. I don't want to see bloodshed. I truly don't, Coach. But if we give up our last vestige of self defense, God's going to curse us. He'll curse us.
He's going to give us what we deserve. Call the curse. Call
that's
whatever.
Right.
He's going to give us what
he's going to curse us. I mean, yes. America's under a curse already. We'd already murdered nearly 100 million babies. And in 2 Kings 24:4, he said, I'll not pardon that sin. I'll not pardon the sin of shedding innocent blood. So we're seeing the repercussions of a nation who were a bunch of cowards to start with. And I want to say this and move on. In 1973, when they started murdering babies, what better time would have been for the church to bring forth the Second Amendment and say, we're not going to do this in this country? We didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. No.
So understand, God gives us duties. One of the duties is to protect our families and even our neighbors, and those who are the most helpless in the world. Who's more helpless than an unborn baby? Our duty is to protect those things, and seeing how we didn't do our duty, we're going to lose our blessings of gun ownership.
That's right. Remember the women and orphans in their time of distress is what the Scripture says.
That's
and
exactly
to rescue
right.
rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter. Brother, if those two verses don't ring true, I don't know what does.
Well, again, we're going through things. I know a lot of people already know this. But my goal is, Coach, to get somebody out there tonight, but maybe a new listener, or anybody, especially a new listener, that will say, hey, you know, they're making sense here. We need to stand up. Even though we're outnumbered 100-1 from the bureaucrats to us, it makes no difference. We're to stand up and do what's right. You know, Christ warned us in Matthew chapter 10 that if we deny him before men, he'll deny us before the Father. And every time we do not stand up for righteousness and correct evil and expose evil, we have denied Christ.
Yeah, we have, Butch. That's one of the issues. My wife and I and some of the we've been doing some what we call honking waves in our local community, getting a group of us going out, standing on the streets and telling people to take off their masks. And we're getting a lot of response. And here's what I tell people. If I know a mask doesn't work, Butch, and I continue to wear the mask, it's bearing false witness against my neighbor. And so we're doing everything we can here in our area to try to awaken people up to this pandemic, to this farce that's going on. Not that COVID's a farce, because I believe people get sick, but not the locking people down and wearing masks and social distance. It's crazy, Butch. And now's the time that we got to stand up and speak up. And we've been doing a lot of that. Honking waves. We stand on the corner with signs. Take your mask off. Masks don't work. If you won't say no to a mask, will you say no to a vaccine? And again, I believe, Butch, I'm a missionary to the church. We have to awaken Christians.
Missionary of the church. That's really well put. And by the way, we both know that the COVID numbers were exaggerated. According to study peer groups, over 1,600% exaggerated. I have my hand right here in an article. Government data shows masks had no impact on COVID spread. This is our own government.
I showed that today. Okay. I shared that on my show, and I shared it with some others today. And, Butch, they still don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe what the...
I mean, I can take this article right here, and I can show people walk down the street and say, look, you might want to read this because you're wearing a mask. Most of them just throw it in the trash can.
Centers for Disease Control. No negligible difference. Masks had no impact, Brooks. None. And they're still talking here in Ohio, double masking now, right? Just pushing us as far as they can. That's what I see.
And somebody suggested pantyhose over the mask. I'm serious.
This is war, Butch.
That's right. If you want to call and talk to us, we'd love to have you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Right back.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back. By the way, you heard the inserted commercial for Mel DeCedars from Discount Gold and Silver. If you like listening to us on shortwave on 6115, we're there because she's paying for it. That's a fact. If we're a blessing to you, you got to call Melody and at least tell her that. But I would suggest you talk to us some other things, too, for finances, because believe me, hard times are ahead. Oh, I know we're going to get a stimulus check, and everybody's all excited, not realize what that does to inflation, what that does. No, this is going to be nasty, folks. It's going to get really nasty in the future. God not only punishes people in ways for their moral breakdown as far as spiritual matters, he will break the staff of bread, he said. He'll make you go hungry. And I'm serious, you'll go hungry. He'll hit your economy. He'll take you down because you've forgotten his laws and commandments and mocked his name. And that's just in the churches. That's not even general prophecy anymore. That's mostly in the churches. They actually think they're going to church. They actually think they're doing God's will for meeting 3-4 times a week. No, that's not the will of God. The will of God is out in the streets. The will of God is on radio waves telling the truth to people. The will of God is standing up on your hind feet and say, "This is no this far, no further. I'm not back up another step because I know I'm right." That's what the will of God is. Are you going to do it or not? You going to sit back and cower in a corner, hoping they don't bother you so they won't cut off your paycheck, your Social Security check? Are you willing to sell your soul for a paycheck? Oh, yeah, most people are. Matter of fact, that's Bible. When the Mark the Beast gets here, many people sell their soul for a paycheck. Promise you they will. They will. 800-769-2944. Love to hear from you. That's your chance to call in. And Coach, again, I want to thank you for what you've done. And I mean that, for you staying. I've watched you grow a lot in Christ. I really have. And it's an honor to know that you heard us years ago when we first started. And I think you probably thought we was all a little bit wacky at the time. But I'm glad you were there. And you're one of the disciples that was willing to learn. That's the key, is hoping somebody will learn and listen. We're not making this stuff up, folks. This is for real. And we're not. And I guess we are kind of prophesying in a sense. We can take the scripture. We can show you what's coming next because it's in the Bible, folks. It's in the Bible. What happens when a people forgets God? They turn into hell, by the way. It's what the Bible says. So Psalms 9:17. Coach, you go ahead.
Well, again, Butch, we're responsible. Christians are responsible. I try to help people understand on our show. There's a lot of theology out there, and a lot of people are confused about what's going on. I say, listen, the scripture tells us, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. And I said, occupy is that's an active verb. Butch. That's another sit in your prayer closet and pray that God does something. Occupy means you active. If I take my wife to the movies and I get up and I'm going to go get some popcorn, I say, hey, honey, hold my seat till I get back. I don't want to come back and have somebody else sitting in my seat. She's supposed to occupy, hold that thing for me. It's an action verb. And
that's
unfortunately,
right.
The church hasn't picked up on that. And I think part of it is theological, although I don't want to ever argue with anybody about theology. But if people have been so convinced that the end is near and they're out of here, that they don't do anything. And it's like if you really believe that the sky was going to split and Jesus was going to return, how could you possibly sit at home and not get out and warn everybody? So I say to people, I don't care what your theology is. Does your behavior match your theology? And I think in a lot of ways it doesn't, Butch. If you think we only have 3 years left, you ought to be out sharing the gospel with everybody you see. It's life and death for them. But instead, we retreat, we hide, and we pray for Jesus to come and rescue us out of this mess. And I just think that's a very, very, very selfish, almost non-Christian attitude to think that you're going to take care of you and not worry about your neighbors.
Well, you know, we in America have become so soft over the years. We have. We really have. We become a soft spiritually because we were given the blessings of God on this earth, in this nation, to spread the gospel and stand for what's right. And we were given that blessing. No one ever questioned the fact that the church was about to do the job, and no one ever questioned the fact that they were against sin, murdering babies, homosexuality. That wasn't questioned for years. And we got soft spiritually. We really did. We expected it's going to be away forever. Then we got soft mentally, going to public school systems and not being taught anything but how to obey. We got soft physically, and we all have. It's easily done, folks. We are a nation now, really, of soft people in every area, physical, spiritual, and mental. We become a nation that become very soft. We become complacent, apathetic. We become ignorant of the Word of God. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We've seen this happen because Americans have become lazy. Lazy. Long TV set works and ball games on, don't bother me. They'll entertain us right into hell. And that's what you're doing.
Amen.
Coach, anything else you want to say?
No, amen and amen, brother. That's exactly what's going on. And so, you know, I get up every morning, Butch, and I go out and I faithfully try to advance the gospel the best that I can, to advance the kingdom of God for the sake of my children and my grandchildren. We all believe things are looking like the end's getting there. We all see that, Butch. But are you willing, folks, are you willing to bet the future of your grandchildren on something that you're not really positively sure of? And so I say this, if I work to try to advance the kingdom of God here and now, my grandkids will benefit. But Butch, if I don't work to do that, my grandkids are going to pay the price of that. So that's why I say, no matter where you think we are on that prophetic time clock and whether you think Jesus is coming back next week or whatever, occupy till I come. Work while the sun shines, because the day cometh when no man can work. And it goes back to what I said, for many of us, our behavior does not match our theology.
Well, you know, I did a teaching several years ago now entitled The Hezekiah Syndrome. Hezekiah was a good king up until the time he brought in his enemies and showed them all the riches of the kingdom and in the house of God and his temple and his palace. And Isaiah kind of prophesied him and said, "You want you've done? You want you've done? You've cursed your kingdom. Your children and your children will be eunuchs in the house of Babylon. I mean, you sold your people out. And you want his answer was, this is a paraphrase, this is what he said, as long as there's peace in my time."
Yep. What a selfish attitude, huh?
That's a Hezekiah syndrome, and most of the people have it in America today. You know that.
That's right.
And that's true.
What kind of grandpa would leave this mess to his grandchildren? I ask people that every day, Butch.
Well, obviously, they said he was a good king and apparently a somewhat godly man. It's hard to imagine that any man of any kind of moral character who would say, "Let my children go to hell as long as I'm happy."
Yeah. But as you said, there's a lot of those kind of folks in America, for sure.
Oh, there is. Let's take a phone call before we start getting into that too little time. Let's talk to, let's go first to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello. How's everybody? Coach still have his website, Pastor Salt? Is that still on?
CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com.
Because you're not on before yes, news anymore. You used to be there every morning, but you're gone for some reason.
Well, I have my own show every morning. You find it at CoachDaveLive.com. Starts at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every morning, and it's archived for later viewing, later listening if you want to. CoachDaveLive.com.
Okay, I lost you. I couldn't find you.
Well, you got me. Yeah, there, you got me now.
All right, I got you now. We're forgetting that we need to pray for God to help. God is coming. There is no question that we're done. We have done enough and caused enough misery and hardship and what we've done to the world.
That's
true. What's been done to the world. And I am a witness to the fact that it doesn't matter how many times you call your senators or your congressmen. I was calling them so often that the people that answered the phone, that, you know, you never talked to them, but knew me by my voice. And still, nothing happened.
Well, that's generally true. You know, that's generally true, but let them know where you stand. Where they may not listen to you. Probably won't listen to you. They're probably paid off to do what they're going to do anyway. But let them know what's right.
They don't even have anybody answer the phone anymore. You just leave a message.
Oh, really?
My sister and I always joked, we're on enough lists. They're going to be after us, too, because we're on lists. I know we are.
That's all right.
Go to their meetings and bring up stuff they don't want you to know. And they give
as long as we're on Christ's list, we're okay.
That's all I'm worried about now.
That's all matters. Amen.
He says to call and pray and to ask him. Ask him.
Yep.
Always ask him what to do.
She's doing pretty well, up and down some, but she's doing pretty well. She's doing pretty well. She went to doctor today, get a blood drawn thing. She's doing okay, I think. We'll know more in a few days.
Okay, and just Saturday.
Thanks for the call, Jan. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you so much. Good call. She's always a sweetheart. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
I wanted to mention this, that... You know, and I keep watching this thing about the sodomite movement, and I got one name for it. They're going to pass a bill, sodomite bill of superior rights. Because
that's
when
true.
This goes through, they will have superior rights and we'll have none.
It's special rights, not equal rights. No, they've sold us a bill of goods on this one for sure. It's special rights, not equal rights.
And that's why I call it. It's going to really be superior rights because they will be elevated above all righteousness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Clayton.
No, because we didn't fight. There's been no pushback, right? What do we expect?
That's right.
Yeah, there's no coming back. The church has been so silent on this, and it saddens me to see this, that... They're becoming what I call the frozen chosen, and they are frozen.
Very, very true.
Amen on that one.
But I want to thank you, Butch, for bringing up Kelly about prayer for this about 2.5 weeks coming up.
Yes.
Because this is coming against us.
Because
Kelly and I have a ministry and our own radio broadcast. As Tom explained to me, one of our counselors said, this was a perfect storm created by Satan. He went after the weakest link. And they're not done yet.
Oh, no.
So,
no.
I'm going to ask everybody who's listening, who's really concerned about his APS. I'm going into a fast starting as tomorrow. I hope other people fast for me for God's divine intervention and healing.
And folks, in case you don't know what APS is, Adult Protection Services. It's like CPS, Children Protection Service. They are heathens. They are bureaucrats with all authority. Even the courts won't touch them. Now, that's what you're facing in this so-called free land today. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's about all I got to say, but just people keep paying attention about this H.R. 1 because it will be a superior bill, or it will be the sodomite superior bill of rights. And that's what it's going to come down to, superior rights.
I totally agree. Good call, Joe. Thanks for being there. And tell Kelly we're praying for her.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good call. Joe has been in a heck of a battle the last few months, he and his wife both. Kelly's had some problems, and Joe's been trying to help her as best she knows how, spiritually, physically, or the other way. And now the court's coming after him. I forget what they call it, neglecting his wife, perhaps. How that's maybe the wrong way to put it, but not doing what they thought he should do to take care of her. Folks, lines are open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you're not afraid to be heard on the radio with a couple of radicals like Coach and I, come on and join us. We'd love to have you. 844-769-2944. People fussing because they give it out too quickly, so I try to slow down and give it out three or four times. Because we'd love to hear from you, especially new callers. You know, if you call in, we'd like for everybody to get a chance to call in. And if you call in, say, a couple times a week, once a week, whatever is great, but let's leave the lines open as much as possible for new callers. And new callers, come on, call and talk to us. I know we have a lot of them out there. We really do. Let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear from you because we do care what your opinion is. We want your input. We want to know what you think. Because what you think is important. And especially if you have a Christian worldview, you have some wisdom to share, that's for sure. Coach, you go ahead. I'll shut up a minute.
Well, again, Butch, it's kind of now or never for us, right? I've been doing this 20, 23, 28, whatever, not as long as you. And I never ever thought that I would see it get this bad. But the great encouragement that I have, Butch, I've been to the Washington, D.C. three times since this phony election. And every time I go there, I get encouraged because more and more people are awake. But one of the real serious problems that we have, Butch, is we don't have leadership. We were there January 6th, where they called the insurrection on us and all that. So, by the way, I'll talk about that in a minute here. But there's no leadership, Butch. There weren't very many pastors there. There's no... When you ask somebody when you're in D.C., who's in charge of this rally, nobody really knows. There are like five different groups. So a group over here in this block's doing something, a group over here on that block's doing something. And the one thing, the one institution that could be rallying us and bringing us all together is the church and our church leadership, yes. Our pastors. They're nowhere to be found, Butch. Nowhere to be found.
No, I know they're not. Well, they're waiting for the rapture. But anyway...
We got
about another 11 minutes. So I'm going to give you a chance. Go ahead. Gary and Mick, hang on, get you a minute. But you go make your comments, Coach.
Yeah, I'll make it real quick, then we'll let those guys get in here. Folks, listen, they're playing I was there January 6th, okay? I took 130 different people with me. We were there. After Donald Trump got through speaking, we marched a mile we went from the White House up into the Capitol building. We turned the corner on Constitution Avenue. People were already walking on the steps. They were walking into the building. When we got to the steps of the Capitol building, the place was open, but there was nobody there to restrict anybody. And then the media comes along and they call it an armed insurrection. And Butch, do you know there wasn't one person charged with taking a weapon into that Capitol building? And they continue to say it was an armed insurrection. It wasn't an armed insurrection. But they keep continue to say people were killed. There was only one person that was killed, and that was a Trump supporter killed by somebody inside the
yes.
the Capitol. We don't know who it was. No Trump supporter killed anybody. They said there was a police officer that was killed by a fire hydrant thrown at him. Butch, that's not true. The family came out last week, said the autopsy said it was a stroke. He died from a stroke. Maybe it was from the tear gas, something else. Butch, not one death as a result of anything, any form of insurrection at all from anybody, any patriot, any God-fearing American. It did not happen, Butch. I was there. It did not happen. In fact, when I got home, that's when I began to see that it was an armed insurrection and all that. Butch, they're still telling that lie today, and not one person was arrested at the Capitol for having a firearm.
I told you, that's very true. And the mass media... folks, if you have any wisdom, you'll turn that off and listen to programs like this and others that are telling the truth. Get off the mainline pablum. Get off the mainline lies and search for the truth. It's out there. You may have to turn off the damnable TV set and go somewhere you can find some truth. There are other broadcasts besides mine out there doing this, and you need to maybe listen to the coach in the mornings or whoever it is, but folks, get to the truth. Get your eyes open. The truth will make you free. And that's
what you got to do. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Butch, and I can't believe the number of people who believe that stuff that you're saying. It's not true. There was no armed insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. Butch, I'm going to say it again real slow. There was no armed insurrection at the Capitol building. Not one Trump supporter was arrested for having a weapon. Not one.
Do you mean that Peter Jennings lied to us? Imagine that.
No. No, they wouldn't do that, would they, Butch?
Imagine that. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Coach Dave. I've talked to you in the past on Butch's show.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear your
sir.
Voice.
Good to hear you. You too.
I would like to say something that, in Genesis, chapter 1, I think it's Genesis chapter 2. The first sin that we see in the Bible is the lie. You know, Satan said unto Eve, thou shalt not surely die, but thou shalt be as gods to know good and evil. And the last sin that we see recorded in Revelation 22 is those who love and make a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So truth has fallen in the street, and that's where we're at right now.
You're right.
And I want to talk about something because you brought it up, both of you. Things happen in the street. I'm in the street all the time. And Coach Dave, you were talking about the mask. When I went down, one day I went down to the street on Wednesday, like I usually do, to stick up for the babies and show people the pictures of the aborted babies. But there was a group there, and it was only about seven people, and they were talking about the mask mandate, how illegal it was, and so on and so forth. So I postponed mine for a little while, and I stood with them for an hour. They only stood there for an hour. And so I stayed there with them for that hour. And here's part of the problem. They never came back. They did it one time, and they never came back. Now, I go out there every Wednesday and every Sunday trying to save the babies. See, people, they it's like a god of convenience for them. They will go out once, and you'll never hear from them again. And I'm going to tell you, if anybody wants to get anything done, and Coach Dave, you know this, When you was fighting the Supreme Court about the First Amendment, then no pastors in Ohio stood with you.
No.
And I'm going to tell you, people need to learn to do things themselves because pastors are not going to do anything. I found that out for 3 years here.
Yeah,
and,
that's all I wanted to say.
I don't want to hang up, prolong this, but God bless you, Coach Dave, for what you're doing, and Butch, you also. And you have
a blessed
day.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you, my friend.
Just doing my job, brother.
Well, it is amazing when the fights you went through. Not one pastor in Ohio stood with you. That's unthinkable. That's just unimaginable. That not one pastor had enough spiritual backbone to say, "Coach is right. Let's stand with him." But Coach.
They thought I was a lawbreaker.
Of course they did. They wouldn't have tolerated Paul in the church at all, would they? But or Peter or any of the rest of them. But I have very few pastors. I don't know. There's probably a couple in the audience who support us once in a while. But overall, most pastors won't even speak to me. I don't think I'm a mean person. I just want to tell the truth.
Amen.
And most of them just simply refuse to hear it. And I'm talking about the pastors, not the layman.
And it's the truth that should unite us, right, Butch? We ought to be united over the truth. But brother, we're just not. A lot of reasons why.
Well, the people that love the Lord will be drawn to the truth. And you find out now that the remnant is mighty scarce. That's what the Bible says in the last days. Few be to find it. So we're finding out that many, many cry, "Lord, Lord," not going to enter in. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know what Flocky's name means? Translation of that name?
No, I don't.
Sickle.
Sickle?
Yeah.
Like you cut grass with?
A communist sickle.
Yeah, I did not know. Fauci means sickle?
Yep.
Well, I did not know that. How about you, Coach?
I heard this song with John Statmer and some other people.
Really?
And Rick Helms.
I did not know that. I did not know.
Coach.
Yeah.
Who are we in the Bible?
I feel like it's a trick question. Help me out here.
Who are the Anglo-Saxons? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. They're the ones that went over the Caucasus Mountains, aren't they? The ones that went over the Caucasus,
right.
Caucasus
Mountains. Right.
Let's change your name. Let's change your name now. Anglo-I-S-S-A-C-S-O-N-S. Sons of Isaac.
Yeah, I get where you're going, brother. I tell you, that's a deep argument that, man, I'm not prepared to get into tonight. But I know where you're coming from. Yes, sir. Let's start with
what was God's first commandment? Thou shalt not have no other gods before Him. But
yes, sir.
He made exception that day in Jerusalem when He the president, the legislature, and the judicial. King, the executive, legislature, and the judicial. Well,
yes,
actually, he's got a joke on the people here in D.C. He's trying to establish his judicial.
And he's going to establish for eternity. Make a guy jump down, but we're down about 1 minute. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. And by the way, I looked it up. The word Fauci doesn't mean sickle. Sicilian for sickle. S-I-C-K-L-E.
Wow.
I did not know that. Thanks, Mick. Good information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's come
okay.
Some things down, isn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Coach, we're down about a minute and a half. I'm going to let you wrap it up. I want you to speak to me hard. If this were the last chance you had to speak to the country, what would you say?
You know, Butch, there's two things that I think is a real dilemma for many of us, and that is our job right now, is our job to get people saved? I say yes. Or is our job to advance the kingdom of God? In other words, Butch, would we have as hard a time getting people saved if we had raised the standard and not allowed the nation to become so wicked? My mom always taught me, and I'm sure everybody out there understands this term, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Why do we want to go around and have to spend all of our time helping people come out of homosexuality when it would have been a lot smarter if we'd have been on the other end of it and prevented them from being indoctrinated into the homosexuality?
Yeah.
If we had been standing up for the precepts, the values in the Bible, the values of God, teach people the truth, we wouldn't have to have as hard a time trying to get them saved on the other end. So
amen.
I'm about salvation,
amen.
Brother.
Coach, I'll talk to you soon, my friend. You have a wonderful evening. God bless you for your efforts. And I'll talk to you down the road somewhere.
Thanks, Butch.
Okay, buddy. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodriguez. Write down your health questions, because tomorrow night you'll talk to one that I think the top expert in the world. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.